KDBG Mobile.
KD2RKN, good morning. How are you on your morning commute?
Tiny. Passing through Pickens. How about you?
I'm telling you, if I had a tail, I might have to wag it.
My cup of coffee. My 12-year-old's in the truck next to me, and we're headed to school for the drop-off. Where are you at?
I'm heading north on 85, right around Belzer area, I guess, going in towards downtown Greenville.
How's the traffic on 85 this time of morning?
But not inconvenient is how I would describe it today. Like, there's a bit of traffic, but it's not, everybody's moving at speed, nobody's being jerks this morning, so it's not too bad, really. How about on your end?
Normal, like you, just, you know, a few cars here and there at this time in the Pickens area, which is about normal. We really don't have too much variance this far off the main roads.
I think things start picking up around here on the interstate, at least I think they do, because I don't ever drive this late. It's about 8 or 8:15 in the morning. I'm usually at work by 7:30, 7:35 at the latest.
A normal commute for you, I guess.
Friday.
We lived in Atlanta for about 5 years, and I had a commute put me on 75. The good thing was I was opposite direction, so when everybody was heading into the city, I was heading out, and then vice versa. So we would do 75, 70 on my side of the interstate, and on the other side they were doing about 15.
In just outside Tampa for a little while, and unfortunately I was with the traffic there for a 19-mile commute to work, which is not small or short by any means, but a 19-mile commute to work would take me almost 50 minutes, and then coming home it would take me sometimes well over an hour to an hour and 15 minutes just to make that same 19 miles on the way back. It was brutal. I'm glad I was only there for 2 years.
Exactly the same. It was 16 miles door to door for me. And, you know, normally when I was going the other way from traffic, it was about a 20-minute commute, which was beautiful. But the odd times when I would have to go, you know, with the traffic, it was about an hour, which is, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, in Tampa, I mean, that was an hour to hour and 15 minutes with paying the tolls to get on the expressway. And that wasn't fun, but you had to do it if you wanted to get home in less than 2 hours.
A few times, never really had the commute, but I didn't realize Tampa had it that bad. What line of work are you in?
Well, when I was in Tampa, I was in the Air Force, stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. And we lived in a little town called Brandon, just on the outskirts of Tampa.
KDBG. That's the occasion that brought me to Tampa as well. I was a C-130 pilot and would go in there occasionally and had friends stationed there. But I always enjoyed it when I was there.
Roger. I work in radiology. I've been involved in some way, shape, or form with radiology for the last 18 years, so if you were there between 2014 and 2016, I might have done an MRI on you if you had one there.
Getting old. I had retired by then, which seems to be my response to more and more things these days when I get to talking with folks. I retired in 13 and moved back up here around my wife's family.
Roger, roger. I retired in August of 19 and then took a job up here. And for the most part, I like it pretty well up here. It's been good to us so far. KD2RKN.
A good life up here. We took a couple, 3 years. I'm sure you've heard this, you know, that transition takes everybody a little different. But it took us 2 or 3 years, you know, kind of getting our stride and find out how we wanted to structure things. But I think we're hitting our stride now. We're we're well into it at this point. We're enjoying it.
Roger that. I was one of those people that as soon as I got on terminal leave and was enjoying life, my wife looks over at me and says, guess what? We're going to have another baby. You talk about surprised.
Well, God bless you.
Nothing. I got three boys, but I tell you, I wouldn't give you a nickel for three more just like them either.
Your two boys, and I'm very happy. I can't imagine adding another one, especially as I get older. We're happy with where we're at.
With you, with a little bit of age difference between them. It ain't much, but there's a little age difference between them. The two bigger boys are a lot of help, and it kind of makes it somewhat easy. I mean, you really only have to deal with the teasing and stuff like that when it's time to be a parent, but for the most part, the kids are handling it. It's pretty awesome.
I've got a soon-to-be 17-year-old and a 12-year-old, so we are moving on up through the stages. We'll start to position the older one for post-high school and stuff like that. So it's interesting to move up through those stages.
I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 8-month-old. So they're a little spread out on the tail end there, but it's not too bad. And they're a lot of help, I'll tell you. I don't know if we could do it without them, because there are some days you just want to go outside and shake your head and scream and then come back in and take care of business. KD2RKN.
2RKN, K4, CBJ. Listen, I'm pulling into the school here. It was good talking with you. The name is Carlos here. And I'll periodically check in. I don't know if you say you're a little bit earlier than this, but this is about the time I'm on the road. So have a good day. Once again, the name is Carlos here, 73.
73 is Carlos. Name here is Jason. And I do tend to get on the road about this time, but we'll see about getting on the radio a little bit more than I have been in the past. I've been learning Morse code for about the last 7 months, so most of my commute time is taken up by listening to dits and dahs and trying to do that, but I think I'm ready for a little break. But anyway, KD2RKN, have a good day there, Carlos, and we'll talk to you again soon.